Day 212, Monday, July 24th. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 31-20 NKJV. Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice, according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity, and have compassion on you, and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Then the Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. Also the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven, that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG reading plan states, as previously mentioned in the highlights on chapter 28, Israel, when in captivity and distress, would ultimately repent. It is interesting how God describes their future repentance, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, Deuteronomy 36. And how would the circumcision of the heart, leading to the love toward God, be manifested? Verse 8 gives the answer, and you will again, in your future repentance, obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command you today. Read that again. Memorize this verse. Many try to say that God's law is done away. But this passage shows that Israel, at the time of their repentance, which is still yet future even today, will at that time return to obeying the same commandments that Moses gave them. And so, far from being done away, God's law still stands. Compare Malachi 4:4-6, Matthew 5:17-20. God also points out in Deuteronomy 30:11-14 that there are no good excuses for pleading ignorance. Moses made the point that God's commandments are completely accessible to Israel. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul applies this concept of accessibility to the access we have to Christ, Romans 10:5-8. God reminds Israel, and us today, that He has revealed to us the way of death and the way of life, but we are required to choose. God will not make this decision for us. However, if we choose the wrong way, it will only bring misery, pain and, eventually, death. On the other hand, choosing the right way means being blessed with prosperity, happiness and life, not just for us, but also for our children. Deuteronomy 30:11 20. Compare Exodus 25:6. If we've chosen the wrong path in the past, it's not too late to turn around, at least, not yet. As the first part of this chapter shows, we can choose to return to God and His way. And, when we do, He will forgive us and lead us to life. May all of us make the right choice. And, as this chapter reads clearly, I will not add anything further.